Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also the co-host of Bound by Books on WGXE. But today, I'm here to talk with the wonderful women of Stitching Exchange from Hudson Family Literacy. And Stitching Exchange is a community art project that is run by Melissa Saris. So we're going to introduce everyone that's here in the room. We have a full room today. So we're going to go around and if everyone can say their name. And if you want to say something else about yourself, you're welcome to. Or you can just say your name.
Hi, my name is Shirin Akhtar. I came to America 11 years. I have 3 children. And when I came to America, I was very problem. English more I know understand. I studied long time. From literacy program. I am now little bit understand. And Melissa came to 1 month. Melissa is very good woman. She is stage teaching. And I made a pillow and quilt. And pillow, I wrote English and Bangla. I am done.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Noorunnahar Begum, and I came here 20 years ago. First time I don't understand English, and I'm joined Hudson Literacy Program. Now I understand little bit. And my teacher is Zoo and Hasnera Kadir. And now my another teacher, Malisa, and she teaching sewing, embroidery, and philo. And my director, library, Hudson Area Library Director, Emily. We are love this program. Thank you.
Hi, I am Shelly Begum, literacy program. I come to America 3 years ago. My English I understand little bit. Just help me, family program. My teacher Husnira and Jewel, Sophie, and Melissa, just teaching, sewing, and piano, and English and Bangla. Everything I am is done.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nargis Bahar. I come to America 2.5 years. My family in America. I have 3 children. I English. I do not understand English. My family library program. My teacher is Snehra, Jewel, Sophie. My singing teacher is Melissa. I am no fully English. Full English speaking, weekly one day class library, month 4 days. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Husnira. I work for Columbia Opportunities Hudson Family Literacy Program. This program is partnership between Columbia Opportunities and Hudson City School District. We work with people with low literacy and low income people and who lives in Hudson City School District. So these are our program participants, just introduced themselves. Currently we are doing a program with Melissa, sewing program. It's called Stitching Exchange Program. So almost 6 weeks they're learning from Melissa about quilting, the world of sewing, quilting, and embroidery and pillow making. So they're going to talk more about their experience with Melissa. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Melissa Saris, and I am a local artist. I have a long history of working with fiber and textiles and quilts, and I like to do community-engaged projects, and so this was a great partnership where we were using sewing as our common language. And I will say that all the women that you heard from I didn't teach them any sewing. They all knew how to sew and embroider way better than I ever could. What we did together was use different ideas, but we had these tools at our disposal that served as translation, hence making translation pillows, which will be on display at the library. We are very excited because on Saturday, April 27th, from 1:30 to 3, there is a public free event at the library called Mending Day, when we will all be there and we will invite the public to bring a garment that needs repair, and we will make the mending, and we will practice our English. And it will be an opportunity for the public to get to meet and talk to some wonderful women.
And people are allowed to bring items for mending, and then will they be learning how to sew, or will people be sewing for them? Or?
Well, they will definitely have the option, in addition to perhaps patching a pair of jeans, mm-hmm. or maybe having a button returned to its place on a blouse or something, to have some color added to their mending with in the form of embroidery or the fabric choices that they choose. And that's happening in the community room, mm-hmm. and everybody's welcome.
So you can see the pillows on display starting Thursday, April 18th at the library. And then join us for Mending Day on Saturday, April 27th at 1:30.
Yes.
Wonderful. Before we dive into talking a little bit more about the experience of Stitching Exchange and what you all worked on, I just want to know a little bit about how this program came to Hudson Family Literacy. What inspired this program?
Well, I think I was hearing a lot of very unfortunate things that were happening in the United States with the way immigrants were being treated. And it made me want to think about what I could do right here in my own community. And so I applied for a grant, a decentralization grant, which I received to do the project. And I had met people from Columbia Opportunities from a previous project, and they had mentioned to me that there were some fabulous women who know how to sew. So when I had the opportunity, I knew this would be a very good fit.
So can you all tell me a little bit about what you did during Stitching Exchange? And how long has Stitching Exchange been meeting?
6 weeks.
Did you meet once a week with Melissa? Or?
Yes.
Yeah? And what did you do in your meetings?
She's teaching embroidering and some sewing. I make a pillow.
Nice. Is that one of the pillows that will be on display?
Yes. Pillow all done.
Wonderful.
Quilt is almost done.
How does it feel to create an embroidered pillow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Fun because we love Malaysia. Now best friend. I think long time she my friend. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, yes.
Mm-hmm. While you're stitching, I noticed they have beautiful name tags on in the studio for those. I know this is radio, beautiful, so people can't see it, but they all have beautiful name tags with their names embroidered on them. So in addition to practicing, mm-hmm. you know, the letters in embroidery, was there a lot of English language practice through discussion as well?
Yeah, I like it.
While you're embroidering?
I like it. Practice English. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Understand something.
Shireen, could you tell us a little bit about some other projects that you worked on?
Hi, I am Shireen Akhtar. Melissa came for 6 weeks. We made a pillow and embroidered, and pillow wrote something Bangla and English, and we are work together very fun and very enjoy, and I think so again see other project with come, I hope. And I long time ago I joined literacy program, and I teaching Husnara and Jul and Sophie. We have very enjoy and working and good learning, mm-hmm. and everything is studied and experience for literacy program, and I am very excited. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I got to see a sample of some embroidery earlier that was a square for a quilt that has the word loving embroidered in it in English, and then it looks like there's the outline for where it's going to be embroidered in Bengali, correct? Yeah, it's very beautiful. Does anyone else want to talk about their experience in the program?
I am Shelly Begum. I am literacy program 2 years ago. And sixth week, militia coming, literacy program, just sewing and embroidery, and piano, just everything, everything sewing, English word, nice, she is teaching. And English and Bangla, she is teaching. She's good work teaching. We are happy. She is coming literacy program. And my teacher, Joel, Sophie, and Husniara, good learning and writing and English word, American language. We are good teaching. I like literacy program. And Melissa. She's learning English and sewing. She is a good idea. She is a good woman. She is everything nice. Thank you.
When we first started the program, when I met with Sophia, Husnera, and Jewel, I was very excited that they had 20 years of experience of working together with the Hudson City School District. And so I asked them advice on how to make the program run smoothly. And they said, well, you might want to have an incentive to make sure people come each week. And I said, how about each woman would receive a working sewing machine at the end of the program? And they said, yes, that would work. So the very first week, I told the women that the reason I was having them write their names down on a sign-in sheet was so I could keep track. And immediately somebody asked, in Bangla, and I somehow figured it out, what if we all come every week? And so I said, well, then I will have to find a lot of sewing machines. So I let people in my own sewing community know, and several sewing machines were donated to me. We are still looking for a couple more working sewing machines. And if somebody has one and they would like to have it go to a good home where it will be used, they could contact me or they could come to the event at the library on the 27th. And talk to me about it. But we have been using a sewing machine a little bit for doing things like putting the back on the pillow. And several of the women, well, let's say all of the women have a lot of skill already, and they would like to have sewing machines at home so that they could work more quickly, in addition to doing the beautiful handwork.
That's wonderful, yeah. So if you have a working sewing machine out there and you're looking to rehome it, this is a great opportunity to get a sewing machine to someone in need. I actually realized recently I have 2 sewing machines in my house, but I don't know if they're in working condition. And I haven't sewn with a sewing machine in so long that I don't know how to figure it out. So I'm hoping
somebody
will test it out for me and find out if I can gift my sewing machines. But I'm also really looking forward to this event because I used to sew more as a kid and as a teen, and I don't think I've sewed in years now. And it's very satisfying and fun to do embroidery and sewing. So I'm looking forward to doing that with you all at the library.
And some of the ladies, I think, were asking, you know, what will happen when the program ends? And I propose, and maybe we'll make this happen, that maybe we could have some kind of mending project that continues where the public could get things repaired and maybe for a small fee, and the women would do the work for them. It could be very useful.
I would love to hear from Husnera a little bit more about Hudson Family Literacy, just for our listeners who may not be familiar with all that you do.
Hudson Family Literacy Program work with families. We have ENL class. It used to be ESL, now English New Language Learner, ENL. And we have our own after-school program. We had our own after-school program, but currently we cannot do it because of the space. John L. has closed, so we had to rent a space in Warren Street. We go to intermediate school to help with kids there with their homework. We also have class for adults, and we also do home visit with all the family we serve. At home visit, we do parent-child interaction activity, we do adult education, we do parenting education. All that thing happens during the home visit.
And was the Stitching Exchange, was this a group that was already meeting before this project started?
Yes, they are. They come to our weekly ESL class.
Oh, okay. Was this a that class just focused on this, or did you have a separate meeting for Stitching Exchange?
We only had to change the day of the class because of Melissa's availability. So we meet in a different day, but the same group is coming to class. Right now, we're not teaching our regular class, but we're teaching the sewing words like embroidery, floss, threading, those kind of words they are learning, mending.
It's a nice way of learning some diverse that, words. And I understand that English is a very hard language to learn. Do you think that's true as well?
I think too. Any language, if you don't speak that language, these women can understand a lot, but it's expressing themselves is hard. And our pronunciation also different.
Sure.
That also another thing that,
And does a project like this, do you feel it helps?
Yeah, different. It helps to learn different way. We might practice speaking, going to the doctor, calling ambulance or 911. Those type of areas we practice so they can do their own things by themselves without help. But these are the different type of words. We would naturally wouldn't teach them sewing words, but Melissa is helping with those words, yes.
Yeah, it seems to me that it would also take some of the pressure off as learning English when you're doing another activity.
Yes, they are enjoying the class while learning some new words. Yes, yes. They all love the sewing, embroidery. They all have that skill.
They already knew from learning when they were young and very intricate, beautiful embroidery stitches that I had never even seen before. When I first brought out the fabric squares and triangles for making our pillows, I didn't even have to say running stitch. They knew how to sew. They knew how to make a knot. They knew all of that. They knew how to do, and they did a beautiful job. Okay. They have a lot of skill.
Would anyone like to talk about maybe when they started sewing or embroidery? Who taught them?
I'm never sewing before. I'm sewing, teaching. I came here.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And teaching for a little bit, Farvin. My friend Farvin teaching me. When machine is starting, when machine running, that's it. Never make some clothes. So I'm repairing. Someone big, I'm fix my
fix
size.
It?
Someone is too tight. Make it,
let it
big
out.
One, yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a good skill
I'm
to have.
I'm thinking, I'm making something, some little square, some clothes, sometimes my kids' clothes, sometimes open this, sometimes.
Yeah.
And now I don't have machine, my machine broken. I'm use now my friend machine. Because I know machine, wherever third, wherever starting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am Shelly Begum. My sewing just 14 years. My age. Just my sister-in-law teaching sewing. And everything sewing just 16 years old now. Then Nokshikata and any sewing, just everything teaching. Just after that, my coming America is Melissa, 6 weeks ago. My sewing teaching and sewing word and piano teaching and embroidery. Just Melissa helping. She's nice helping. She's joking. She's nice. Good idea. She is lovely woman. Class now 9 o'clock. Then coming literacy program. Melissa coming. Just joking and laughing and smiling. Melissa coming. We are happy. We are proud.
Hello. Hi. My name is Nariswar. I am saying study in Bangladesh, some practice, yeah, program, singing program. I am finishing program. Then no, yeah, swing my 18 years ago. Long time, I am no idea. Then Melissa, Melissa teacher saying, past 6 weeks ago, teaching, she is a good teaching, seeing embroidery, clothing up embroidery. She is a good idea. She is a good teacher, speaking English, talking, seeing her, a nice, very beautiful teacher. She is. Thank you.
Hi, I am Sirin Akhtar. Maybe when I am 12 years age, I started sewing with my cousin. I sewing and everything where I picture good, nice, beautiful. I making paper and I made tablecloth and quilt and pillow cover and many thing and bed sheet. Many thing I know sewing.
You did the embroidery?
Yeah, I did embroidery and many stitches I know. Yeah, I work with my cousin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Bangladesh,
yeah. Now again, maybe 20 years again back to sewing with my teacher Melissa, and now very interested and sewing many days after I sewing. Yeah, I am very excited. I hope again Melissa other project, different project, I hope she come to bring an school, in school. I hope. Okay, thank you.
Hosnara, do you sew? And if so, who taught you how to sew?
Oh, I had sewn. Same thing like they are talking about. When I was young, I used to make my own clothing. When I was in school, I learned to sew from my sister-in-law. She showed me how to cut the clothing and sew. And after I got married, have kids, went to Dhaka, you can buy everything ready-made. Mm. So I stopped sewing. And now I am out of practice, so I don't really sew. Still, I mend things. I make it, as Nunar was saying, if it doesn't fit, I make it fit. Mm-hmm. So those kind of stuff I still do, but I don't sew anymore. Mm-hmm.
Did you get to practice some sewing during this program?
Actually, no. I didn't practice sewing with them.
Well, maybe at Mending Day.
No, mm, might.
Come and do some practice. Might. How about you, Melissa? Who taught you how to sew and around when?
I'm trying to remember who taught me how to sew. Probably my mom. I think I've been experimenting with sewing since I was a little girl, though I think it was about 25 years ago that I started to make quilts. But what is so exciting about working with these women is how much they have taught me, and the being able to experiment with color and different textures and, you know, different ideas. I think if people come, they will enjoy seeing what we've been up to.
I think I too learned how to sew from my mom. She was actually a very good embroiderer. She's made some Christmas stockings for all the children in the family.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, but I never picked up that skill, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're such a big family. My mom couldn't show me, so I learned knitting and crocheting from my sister, but sewing I learned from my sister-in-law. Mm-hmm.
So, Melissa, do you want to tell our listeners how they could learn a little bit more about the project if they're interested?
Sure. If people are interested in following along to see what we're up to, on my website I have a blog. So if you just go to melissasaris.com, you can find the blog, which is called Stitching Exchange. And I also started an Instagram, which is Stitch N Exchange.
Check that out. There's some nice pictures where you can see some of the work the ladies have been working on. And we hope everyone will check out both the pillow display that'll be up at the library and come to Mending Day on Saturday, April 27th from 1:30 to 3. And the Hudson Area Library is at 51 North 5th Street here in Hudson. And everyone is welcome. It's an open event. You can bring, if you have a working sewing machine that you want to gift to the community. You're welcome to bring that. You're also welcome to bring clothing that needs mending, or you can bring clothing that you would like to do some embroidery on as well. So maybe it doesn't need mending, but you want to add some color or excitement to. Well, thank you all for sharing about
thank
your
you.
Experience in this program. It sounds like such an amazing
thank
project,
you.
And I'm glad that you all enjoyed the stitching exchange, and hopefully it'll be able to continue in some level past the end of the program. But we hope all the listeners out there will come and meet some of the students and see some of their work and maybe join in some sewing and embroidery on Mending Day, Saturday, April 27th from 1:30 to 3 at the Hudson Area Library.
Thank you, Emily, to give us opportunity to talk about our program.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
And thank you all for listening. Hope you all have a wonderful day. Take care.